Early parental neglect or harsh treatment led to behavior problems in school and predicted troubles with peers and a lack of empathy for the distress of others. This set up a vicious cycle. Their chronic arousal, coupled with lack of parental comfort, made them disruptive, oppositional, and aggressive. Disruptive and aggressive kids are unpopular and provoke further rejection and punishment, not only from their caregivers, but also from their teachers and peers. Schroff also learned a great deal about resilience, the capacity to bounce back from adversity. By far the most important predictor of how well his subjects coped with life's inevitable disappointments was the level of security established with their primary caregiver during the first 2 years of life. Schroff informally told me that he thought that resilience in adulthood could be predicted by how lovable mothers rated their kids at age 2. The long-term effects of incest. In 1986, Frank Putnam and Penelope Trickett, his colleague at the National Institute of Mental Health, initiated the first longitudinal study of the impact of sexual abuse on female development. Until the results of this study came out, our knowledge about the effects of incest was based entirely on reports from children who had recently disclosed their abuse and on accounts from adults reconstructing years or even decades later how incest had affected them. No study had ever followed girls as they matured to examine how sexual abuse might influence their school performance, peer relationships, and self-concept, as well as their later dating life. Putnam and Trickett also looked at changes over time in their subjects' stress hormones, reproductive hormones, immune function, and other physiological measures. In addition, they explored potential protective factors, such as intelligence and support from family and peers. The researchers painstakingly recruited 84 girls referred by the District of Columbia Department of Social Services who had a confirmed history of sexual abuse by a family member. These were matched with a comparison group of 82 girls of the same age, race, socioeconomic status, and family constellation who had not been abused. The average starting age was 11. Over the next 20 years, these two groups were thoroughly assessed 6 times, once a year for the first 3 years, and again at ages 18, 19, and 25. Their mothers participated in the early assessments, and their own children took part in the last. A remarkable 96% of the girls, now grown women, have stayed in the study from its inception. The results are unambiguous. Compared with girls of the same age, race, and social circumstances, sexually abused girls suffer from a large range of profoundly negative effects, including cognitive deficits, depression, dissociative symptoms, troubled sexual development, high rates of obesity, and self-mutilation. They dropped out of high school at a higher rate than the control group and had more major illnesses and healthcare utilization. They also showed abnormalities in their stress hormone responses, had an earlier onset of puberty, and accumulated a host of different, seemingly unrelated psychiatric diagnoses.